As the SARS outbreak appears to be waning in several countries, other countries are reporting their first cases of the pneumonia-like disease. South Korea confirmed one case today. New Zealand may also have its first case, which would bring the number of countries with SARS to 28. But in Toronto today, there was great relief as the World Health Organization announced that it was ending its advisory against non-essential travel to that city. Joining us now to discuss the latest developments is NPR's Richard Knox. And Richard, it was only last Wednesday that the WHO was insisting that its advisory against travel to Toronto was justified. What has changed?
What has changed, apparently, is that WHO now has a new appreciation of the numbers concerning Toronto's current epidemic. The WHO today says, after reviewing current numbers from the Canadian delegation that went to Geneva, that it is safe to travel to Toronto. In particular, they cited the fact that it's been 20 days since the last reported case of SARS in the wider Toronto community. That number is significant. 20 days represents two full incubation periods for SARS. So once that period is passed, the agency considers that transmission has been broken. It's important to point out that SARS has emerged in Toronto healthcare workers more recently than that, so there still is a risk that it could be transmitted to healthcare workers and beyond.
But help us read between the lines here of the WHO announcement. Is it really that the situation in Toronto has improved so radically since last week, or has the WHO in effect conceded that perhaps it went too far with the travel advisory?
Well, you do have to read between the lines because nobody's stating the real reason, perhaps. But I think it is pretty clear that WHO is backing down. After all, last week, one of its top officials stated in no uncertain terms that the agency would not be reviewing the warning for 3 weeks. That is, not before May 14th. So there was some eating of crow here, I think. And I'm sure WHO does not want to be seen as caving into pressure, and it really shouldn't, because we all need to trust what WHO says, especially when it prescribes bitter pills like this one. But I think the WHO, reading between the lines, really realized it couldn't back up the necessity for this warning, given the current status of the epidemic in Toronto.
Well, seeing the travel advisory about Toronto lifted must have, to put it mildly, cheered the Canadians.
Yes, one word I heard from Toronto was jubilation, and I'm sure that Health Minister Tony Clement, who has led the Canadian delegation to Geneva, is a hero today. It's really hard to overestimate the impact that this travel warning has had on Toronto and on Canada. It's really tantamount to WHO declaring New York City or Washington or London too unsafe to visit. And the warning is already said to have cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and the ripple effects will undoubtedly go on a good deal longer. There's also undoubtedly a sense among people from Toronto that they feel vindicated by today's events. Many, many people in Toronto, including public health officials and not just politicians and businessmen, did not believe that the WHO warning really was sound.
What does the World Health Organization expect Canada to do now?
I think that one of the big emphases now is on the question of how Canada should do a much better job of screening people at airports, people coming into Canada who might bring SARS back in and start a new epidemic all over again, and people going out from Canada who might be carrying SARS elsewhere. The WHO is worried that that has already occurred more than once. There's some dispute about that. It does seem as though that Canada has heard that message, and they say they're going to do a much better job at airport screening. But it'll take a while before they can get the kind of infrared screeners to take people's temperatures that Hong Kong has been using, they say.
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox.